More of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Just about every morning, Ryan Klusendorf wakes up at 5 o'clock to get his cows ready for the day. He milks them, he feeds them, and then it's time to start on paperwork before doing it all again in the afternoon. It's a job that Ryan and his wife Sherry have done for most of their lives. They're both third-generation farmers. It's a part of their heritage. But the last 5 years have put that heritage at risk. Like many dairy farmers in Wisconsin, the Klusendorfs have been faced with hard economic realities. Unlike others in their profession, they've been able to stay profitable, in part due to Sherry's job with Reister and Schnell, a John Deere dealership that works with a lot of farmers. It's a job that brings more than financial stability. It's also given Sherry a firsthand look at the challenges other farmers are facing. The Klusendorfs were featured in an article for this month's Milwaukee Magazine, and they joined me by phone from their farm in Medford. Sherry, Ryan, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
So I think sometimes people think of dairy farmers and they assume, you know, it's just you're out in the barn with the cows every day, but there's a lot of back-end work as well. It's running a small business.
Right, it is a business, and we look at our farm as a business. We got to be making sure we're being profitable. If we're not able to pay our bills or be profitable, it's probably something we shouldn't look at doing, where we, you know, get so far in debt we can never dig ourselves back out. But then on the other end, farming these days, you got to be more than just a farmer. There's a lot of regulations and legislation that goes into effect for agriculture, and you got to be willing to take time to speak up and be involved in that sector also.
Well, and that's something that you've been involved in, is that right?
That's correct.
What has your work been like there?
It's involved. You got to understand policy. You got to understand, you know, work with other people on issues and coming together to solve the problem or coming up with ideas together to move forward. I mean, there's a lot of time involved at off the farm too. So I got to have family and employees willing to step in times that I'm away from the farm to fill in my role and get the work done at home.
Yeah. Now, Sherry, in your job, you've had a chance to talk to a lot of farmers. So I know the last 5 years have been difficult for farmers all over the state, including you, but some have had it worse than others.
Yeah, I would say that it is a challenge. Farming is definitely a challenge. And depending on how you're structured with your debt, on how if you are able to continue to farm or not, there are quite a few farms that have left, quite a few dairy farms that have left milking cows and moved on to a job maybe in town or a job at an equipment dealer. And just dealing with the mental health of leaving those cows behind and selling them off to another farm is very tough for people to handle. And it's tough, too, in our business because we're there to help you at Reister and Schnell in our IS department. We're there to help you with using technology to understand your finances a little bit better, understand the profitability of your acres that you have. And so it's a hard pill to swallow to also be part of a mental health counselor when they realize that they can no longer do it.
You know, you talked about something inside of there that the article in MillMag also gets to. There are people who say, well, you know, why not just sell your cows, do something else? What do those people fail to understand about your work?
I mean, it is a business, but these animals that you're taking care of every day, you're there every day. They're there every single day. And your job is to take care of them. And then one day when you can't do it anymore, when you cannot physically take care of those animals anymore and you have to sell them off, it's like losing a part of your family.
When you sell off cows, where do they generally go?
I'm going to defer that one to Ryan.
Well, typically, you can either sell them, you know, a private sale direct to a different farmer, or you can choose to go the auction route. At an auction, it's buyers come in, different farmers, or there's people there strictly just buying cows for other farms, and they'll go that way. Some aren't fit for sale to other farms, and they'll go direct to slaughter and get put into the food chain.
That has to be really tough after caring for an animal for so long.
It is, and we're finding that we need as leaders in the egg community, we need to start looking at mental health training for ourselves so we can spot when people need to seek help, because suicide has been an issue lately in the agriculture world, and we want to make sure we're caring for our neighbors and friends that farm and make sure they're getting help that they need, because it is very emotional taxing when you can no longer continue a business that you've been doing for, a majority of your life.
I was surprised to learn that the suicide rate among farmers is so high. It appears to be about triple that of the average population. Sherry and Ryan, when you're talking to other dairy farmers, is there this kind of overwhelming sense of sadness?
I mean, sometimes there is. You go into a farm and you ask them how they're doing that day, and it just depends on what happened that day on the farm to affect them. If it's been a good day and they've milked cows and they've had no issues, or they've, gone out to the fields and they're able to plant, there's no issue. They seem to be a little bit more upbeat. And there's days where you have, where you've lost a cow or, you've had a stillborn calf or something happens that just kind of turns you the other way. And then it's just a negative day that day. We try not to let that bring us down. We try very hard to stay positive thinking and that we're going to do and it's going to be okay. I think the biggest thing for a lot of these farms coming into this is, it's a generational thing too. Ryan's family has farmed for years. And so when you're on this farm that was your parents' farm or your grandparents' farm or even further back than that, and you're the last one on the farm that all of a sudden can't afford to milk cows anymore or can't make it go, you kind of feel like you're leaving that heritage behind and you're letting down all those people that were in front of you before you milking cows. So I think that also is another stressor in the decision to sell out as well.
Yeah. As we talked about a little bit before, the last 5 years have been rough for dairy farmers in general, farmers in general. What have the last 5 years looked like for you guys?
It's been tough. It's been very tough. But when we started out dairy farming, we set up our business that we were able to, on a typical day, one operator could operate the farm themselves. And we set our farm up to have a low overhead. We weren't investing a lot of capital in equipment. We're investing in cattle, an asset that's reproducing. It's going to make us money. We utilized, in the summertime, rotational grazing, which gives us the opportunity to keep feed costs down. The cattle are out harvesting their own feed on a day-to-day basis and doing the work for us, spreading their nutrients out in the field where it needs to be, so where they're not up here in the barn, we're having to clean up after them, put it in the manure spreader, and drive it out to the field and spread it. The cows are doing it themselves. So we're finding that's been very beneficial for us in our business, but it's been a struggle, and we're able to continue on by the way we structure our business.
About how large is your farm?
We milk about 120 cows, and we farm about 400 acres. 200 of that is owned, and the other 200 is rented from neighboring farms that have decided to exit the industry.
Yeah.
Or landowners that aren't from a farming background that own the land that we rent from also. In the average size of the farm in Wisconsin, we're not a large farm. We're all the mid-sized farm, I'd say.
Okay. When you hear someone like Sonny Perdue, the current U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, say, in America, the big get bigger, the small go out. How does that make you feel as a small business owner?
It's troubling, but it's the truth. I mean, that's the way it is, and until you can figure out a way to stop that, I mean, that's one thing we're working on, to figure out ways to help preserve small family farm that our rural communities thrive on and need in the community. That farm's generating income and they're spending it in the community, and that dollar turns 7 times. It has the multiplier effect. The ways that we're looking at doing this, we're looking at some type of growth management system in the dairy industry to match to the supply of milk with the demand that's out there, so we're not overproducing a product. And by doing that, it should raise the price of milk to the farmer and not raise it much on the marketplace. And then farmers are not relying on government subsidies, which are taxpayer funded. So it's a win-win for the farm and the taxpaying American.
Yeah, what do you think of the kind of bailout that has come from the Trump administration? Has it been helpful?
It has been helpful. It's helped us get through with a downturn. But I can tell you, the majority of the farmers, we don't want to be bailed out or the subsidies. We want to be able to survive on the marketplace and not have to always turn to the government to get a bailout. But, I mean, that's another problem that's out there. We're relying heavily on export markets. And when you're relying on a foreign country to buy your product, it's very, I'd say, unstable. You know, you're not knowing what they're wanting and when they're going to want it and if they're going to continue to buy the agriculture products.
Yeah. So right now, the landscape of dairy farmers, we're losing a lot of them. And we're looking at, unfortunately, an immediate future where we may be losing more. What do you want to see happen to stem that loss?
Right. This past year in Wisconsin, we lost 818 dairy farmers, and I can see the number continue to rise. When these new trade agreements did get put in place, it has raised prices somewhat, but with the recent outbreak of the coronavirus, it has backed down. The markets have backed down due to that. So we're going to see more farms go out of business this year just because of increasing prices. They're able to get a better price when they sell their cattle, or if they decide to sell their land, there's going to be a better price paid to that. So it's going to be more incentive to those that are at the retirement age or there's not a next generation to come in to play and take over that farm. Ways to, you know, help offset this, we need to look at ways, like I said, to match supply with demand. We need to show young individuals that farming is a viable occupation to take. So there are people to come in and take over these farms when people want to retire. But by doing that, we need to make sure that they're going to get a wage to live on to make it viable for them. Because every industry out there in America, you know, you buy your product to make your goods that you're going to sell. You know what your labor cost is in that. You know what it costs you to make it. And you're going to sell it for a profit. Where farming is, we can't pass those costs on like other businesses can. So our costs of business continue to rise, but the way the market structure is set up, we can't pass those costs on. So at times we're breaking even or we're doing it at a loss. We're looking at how our product is priced and how that price gets back to the farm as well.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, Sherry, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and talking about your work.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Hopefully we can reach that general public to understand a little better today.
Sherry and Ryan Klusendorf are the co-owners of their family farm in Medford, Wisconsin. Sherry also works at Reister & Schnell, a John Deere dealership. Ryan is on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Board of Directors. The Klusendorfs were featured in an article in this month's Milwaukee Magazine.